Sanremo Music Festival, a beloved Italian tradition. The Sanremo Music Festival, held annually in the picturesque seaside town of Sanremo, Italy, has become a beloved Italian pop culture institution ever since it began in 1951 as a means to help rebuild Italy's music industry following World War II. Over the past 70-plus years, the iconic song competition has evolved into a massive television event on par with the Grammy or Eurovision contests, routinely drawing over 13 million Italian viewers each night of the week-long festival. Sanremo Music Festival, the origins. In 1932, during a period of increased tourism in Sanremo, the operator of the local municipal casino, Luigi De Santis from Naples, put together a holiday celebration of Neapolitan music. This event, dubbed the Neapolitan Festival of Songs, Traditions, and Customs, was held in the casino's ballroom from December 24, 1931, to January 1, 1932, and was documented by the fascist regime's film crews. Among the attendees was a young local floriculturist, Amilcare Rimbaldi, who was 20 years old at the time. After World War II, in 1945, Rimbaldi, a former member of the Partisan Resistance, was tasked by the National Liberation Committee with devising events to rejuvenate the city's economy. Recalling the Neapolitan Festival's success from 14 years prior, he suggested organizing an Italian song contest in the casino's party room. However, this suggestion was initially dismissed. Meanwhile, the town of Viareggio, ahead of Sanremo, launched its own Italian song festival on August 25, 1948, at Sergio Bernardini's Capannina del Marco Polo. This initiative, led by Alberto Sargentini, head of the local celebrations committee which also organized the renowned Viareggio Carnival, and Aldo Valeroni, managed to bring the singing contest to life to liven up the summer season. Despite its success and a repeat the following summer, the event was discontinued after 1949 due to financial constraints. The 1948 Viareggio event was broadcast live on radio, hosted by Amerigo Gomez from Rai Florence, featuring an orchestra conducted by Maestro Francesco Ferrari and the participation of 10 singers, including Narciso Parigi, Brenda Joy, and Silvano Lali. The organization also included Aldo Angelini, director of Rai Florence, Silvio Della Rovere, a publisher from Rome, and Giancarlo Fusco. Funding was provided by the Celebrations Committee and Sergio Bernardini, with additional support from U.S. troops stationed at Camp Darby and local parishes for equipment and seating. Pino Machini's Serenata al Primo Amore won the contest. The festival was held again on August 25 the following year, with increased investment and featured Il Topo di Campana by Narciso Parigi, replicating its previous success. In 1950, the Viareggio Carnival faced setbacks due to bad weather, leading to budget cuts that affected the song festival. When additional funding was sought from a hospitality company and denied due to skepticism about the event's potential, the festival could not continue. The discontinuation of the Viareggio Festival in 1948 and 1949 indirectly paved the way for the creation of the now famous Sanremo Music Festival. Pier Buzzetti, the manager of the Sanremo Casino and a summer visitor to Viareggio, had been a spectator at the Viareggio festivals, drawing inspiration from them for Sanremo. Sanremo Music Festival, humble beginnings. The origins of the festival date back to late 1950, when Italian Rai radio director Giulio Razzi came up with the idea to hold a competitive live music event to attract more listeners. Razzi teamed up with flower exporter and Sanremo casino director Pier Buzzetti to organize it, and the first annual Sanremo Music Festival was held from January 29 to February 3, 1951 at Sanremo's Casino Theater, drawing 20 singers performing a total of 40 songs over the 5 days. Artists were accompanied by a 25-piece orchestra conducted by Maestro Sinico Angelini, with Trio Lascano providing additional vocals. The inaugural event was hosted by pioneering TV presenter Nunzio Filigamo and was broadcast by Rai Radio, with one night also airing on Italy's Sol TV channel at the time. Despite the basic production, it was a hit across the country, with Grazie dei Fiori, performed by Nilla Pizzi and duo Fasano, emerging as the first winner. The festival continued on radio annually for most of the 1950s, except for in 1953 and 1954 when it took a brief hiatus. Sanremo Music Festival, gaining popularity on television. When the Sanremo Festival returned in 1955, a recently launched Second Rai channel decided to start broadcasting it on television as well, exposing it to more Italians. As the national TV audience steadily grew over late 1950s into the 1960s, so too did the Sanremo Festival's viewership and impact. Big names of the times like Domenico Modugno, Claudio Villa, and Johnny Dorelli became fixtures, turning their Sanremo victories into enormous record sales and fame. Modugno's win in 1958 with Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu, known as Voler, encapsulated the growing spectacle, as his operatic performance ushered Italian music into new creative territories at the dawn of the rock era. Italy was captivated, with the song going on to become one of the biggest international Italian crossover hits ever. During this golden age of traditional Italian pop music, the Sanremo Festival became a beloved late winter TV ritual across generations. Even legends like Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra performed on its stage in 1962 and 1967, respectively, Sanremo Music Festival 2024 edition. The recently concluded 2024 edition of Sanremo was hosted by beloved showman Amadeus for the fifth straight year alongside. The 74th edition of the Sanremo Music Festival was held at the Ariston Theater in Sanremo from February 6 to 10, 2024, under the leadership and creative guidance of Amadeus for the fifth year in a row. Throughout the event, he was accompanied by a series of guest co-hosts, Marco Mengoni on the opening night, Giorgia on the second, Teresa Mannino on the third, Lorella Cuccarini on the fourth, and Rosario Fiorello during the grand finale. Stefano Vicario was in charge of directing, with Mario Cotapano overseeing cinematography, marking their fifth year in these roles. The set design was crafted by Gaetano and Maria Chiara Castelli. Echoing the structure of the 2022 and 2023 festivals, this year's competition featured 30 acts, each presenting a unique song in a unified category. Among these, 27 were established artists, and the remaining three were the top performers from the Sanremo Giovanni 2023 contest, each debuting a new song distinct from their winning entry in the previous contest. Angelina Mango clinched the victory with her track, La Noia, securing her spot as Italy's representative at the Eurovision Song Contest 2024 set to occur from May 7 to 11 in Malmö, Sweden. Angelina is the daughter of the late artist Pino Mango, who passed away in 2014. The singer winner of the 2024 edition of the Sanremo Festival thrilled the entire Italian public during the evening dedicated to covers, interpreting a great success of her father called La Rondine. Keep following us to discover everything about our LCN app.